You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
No, she didn't. I'm Kim, little sister Martin. This is the Average Joe or the CEO, heard exclusively on the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Who's got talent? Ohio does. From the supergroups like the Isley Brothers, Roger Troutman featuring Zapp, the Ohio Players, and let's not forget our very own rap star, Bow Wow. Even with all the style power, it takes managers, promoters, and PR folks to make things happen. Now the truth has been told. What would you do with that? I ask a lot of that. What do you do when you want to learn about show business? The ins and the outs? What if you're a manager and you have some superstar talent? Perhaps you should just head to the stage. This is What It Is. It's a blessing to see. This is Joe, our CEO. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with your girl, Kim, a little sister Martin. This is radio the way it should be heard. All right now. I like that. Give me some more of that. Well, all right. Tonight, I have two special guests at the round table. I have Kiwan Larson. What's going on, Kiwan?
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And I have Miss Brenda Spencer.
Hello, my love.
How are you, Brenda?
God is good to me. I'm truly blessed.
Yes,
highly favored.
Yes, you are, girl. Let me tell you. Speak it. You know, first of all, I want to give you a little bit of background about each one of them. First, Kiwan has, you know, a whole nother life. You know, he's a CEO of some things. But right now, he is just concerned about promoting, and he is the creator of The Stage. The Stage, you know, that's a deep word right there, Kiwan. The Stage, The Stage. Yes. The creator of The Stage. So what is The Stage?
Well, basically, throughout the years of working with several artists throughout Columbus, Ohio, one of the things that are lacking is, one, knowledge of the industry, and two, how to actually sell yourself on stage. We see a lot of artists nowadays just walking back and forth, you know, holding themselves. And you really see there's a separation between the actual performance and then just rapping or just singing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want to do is actually provide a platform and also a production for artists who are serious about their craft but may not have the financial resources to actually provide it. But just show them and actually give them a sense of what it's like to actually be on stage with, you know, all the theatrics behind it.
So, in other words, you're just tired of people just thinking they can sing a song and just stand there.
Exactly. Unless you got a Whitney Houston voice, then.
You know, then you don't need to dance.
Then you don't need to dance.
You don't need to dance if you're singing like Whitney. But let me tell you, they even made Whitney do some steps now. Let's, you know, we just, she was a horrible dancer. But nobody cared because she could sing. But even she had to have some choreography, right?
Definitely.
Absolutely. Can I jump in there, too?
You absolutely can, Brenda.
Kiwan and Kelly Lawson brought me on board, approached me about this several months ago. And, you know, anything that has to do with our young folks and talent and getting them out there, I'm all for promoting in the industry. And one of the things that really appealed to me was that how they are going to develop talent.
Okay.
And kind of create an incubator here in Ohio, because we all know the kind of talent, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, that's come out of Ohio.
Right.
You know, we are like Hollywood, right?
Well,
here
really
in the Midwest,
really are,
the mountain, yeah. And then that talent goes away, you know, and gets famous. Of course, that's what
we want.
Then
they move away.
But then they move away, like Bow Wow did.
Yeah,
we still love him.
We still love him. Mm.
Absolutely. But we want to be able to develop that talent here and bring Hollywood to Ohio. And that's what sold me on it when the guys approached me about being one of the hosts for this, for the stage.
Okay.
Was I love the idea that we are going to develop talent. So it's not necessarily like your talent show.
Right.
Per
or like
se,
your talent
where you get,
search.
Right. Where you're okay. going to get out there and then your friend's cheering, you win a little check or something like that. But to actually develop the talent and put you in front of national and international A&R executives and talent scouts that will see your talent, that do things, a wide variety of things from television to movies to modeling to dance to everything out there that normal folks here in Ohio with the talent wouldn't be exposed to. So we're going to bring the talent scouts to Ohio.
Okay, so that's the whole premise. It's not just singers and rappers. You said models too, right?
Yes.
And actors as well,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they would come, and once they get there, I mean, like, when is this and what is going on? I mean, how do I get involved in it if I have a talent? And, you know, which, you know, I do, but.
You have a talent. I've seen you over there with some moves.
You know, right. I work it right here at Talk Tank Radio.
I definitely. The event is held this Saturday and this Sunday, that's May 3rd and May 4th, at the Hyatt Regency. That's, of course, downtown Columbus, Ohio, connected to the convention center. The event registration begins at 10 a.m. and then the actual auditioning phase will start promptly at 11 a.m.
Okay.
If you want to get, if you want more information about it, you can go to thestagetalent.com, and it will take you to the website, or you can email us at thestagetalent@gmail.com, and, you know, or interact with us on our social media. Instagram is the new it thing now, so
it sure is. Like
the_stage_talent on Gmail. So if you have the app on your phone or your, you know, your mobile device, you can definitely see the interaction and how many people have basically bought into the Stage Talent.
Okay. In the Facebook page.
In the Facebook page.
There's so many different, I can't keep up. It's Facebook, it's Twitter.
Instagram. Yeah, there's another one
Square,
too.
Square, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bunch
Pinterest,
of them.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's
Google.
It's basically saturated. Anything you do will be known in less than 30 seconds.
Okay? Absolutely.
Just with the push of a button post.
Definitely.
So what made you guys figure out that this was something that you wanted to do? Like, did you get tired of seeing the talent here not doing anything? Or, I mean, what happened?
Well, it was a mixture of things. We have always thought of doing something, some sort of conference, because we see these makeshift conferences at less than, you know, hotels and night venues. And so when we thought of the idea, actually it was and I'm not going to say his name, but it was a well-famous person in the urban community who said, you know, why don't you guys do something to actually bring the artists together? That's what we do here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And from that moment, you know, we kind of put our heads together and to do something, and we pitched the idea, and it worked. And the only thing basically he said we had to do was just put it together. And if we can assemble it, then, you know, basically if you build it, they will come type of deal.
Okay. So you basically need the people to come out and be a part of it.
Definitely.
So if you get somebody that, you know, has a little bit of talent, are you going to tell them like, hey, you know, this might not be something for, you know, because some people be thinking they can sing and they really can't sing.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So what happens if you, you know, have that happen and, you know, there's something that you can't help them with, like, do you tell them?
Can I jump in there?
Sure, sure.
That was one of the things I loved about this too, working with it, is because they added industry conference to it. So it's the Stage Talent Search and Industry Conference.
Okay.
And going back to what I said about artist development, that's what we're going to do. We want serious talent
right
to come out. These are people that, like Kiwan said, are serious about their craft. Mm-hmm. And this is what their passion is, their vision is, and, you know, their future is.
Okay.
And not just the idle one, you know, my mom said I can sing in the kitchen, you know, that kind of thing. And you know your baby can't sing. Don't do that. You know, that kind of thing. So along with the, well, it's the truth. I'm one of, you know, I'm one of those mothers. You know, I think my baby can do everything too.
Let me just interject real quick, Brenda, because I have a caller on the line. Hi, caller. Welcome to The Average Joe.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a caller from South America.
Okay.
And I just want to support Yuan and Kelly and their space.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Did you want to, you just want to say what's happening with them? You got a talent?
I'm so far away.
Okay.
Oh, we love that.
I'm just recording to people. Yeah.
Well, you know, they said they have conference, so I don't think, you know, it's like we said, it's a push of a button, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could set something up in South Africa.
Absolutely. Where is she?
South America.
South America. That's South America.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's a long.
And see, this is what we're saying about it being an international event. You know, we got an international modeling agency on board. And okay. Like I was saying that, there will be a critique. There's a conference. So not only will they come and get a chance to audition, mm-hmm. they will be able to hear some guest speakers
okay.
talk about how they got into the industry, what it is they do, what they're looking for. You know, the modeling agency, it's mm-hmm. an international agency. They got international recognition through the remodeled TV show that was done through Paul Fisher,
okay.
who was an international modeling guru. He has a reality show now in Europe.
Okay.
Is playing. And these people are going to give you advice and